Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. Chapter 7, we are going to cover managing work in process inventory. So what is a work in process inventory? What is consumed less what is not completed, and that is WIP. So what do we mean by what is consumed? Basically, it will be right to say whatever is issued to the manufacturing process from the inventory, and what is not completed or not declared as a finished goods, that entire thing is WIP. So whether something is reported as consumed or reported as completed has to do with the bill of material structure, the transactional method being used, and the procedures related to when and how things are reported. What do we mean by this? Let's see it here. So let's say that personal computer, there is an order for 10 numbers. Now, the bill of material says that for these, you require the CPU. That means you require 10 CPU, 10 monitors, 10 keyboards, and 10 mouse. So here there is only one single BOM, and that BOM is of these four items. And to produce these 10 numbers, we require 10 numbers of all these components. Now, once these 10 components are issued, these are all WIP until and unless they are completed. That means the complete laptop is assembled and declared as a finished product. That means as completely assembled laptops. Take another case where you have four different BOMs, each for CPU, monitors, keyboard, and mouse. So here, each of these is being treated as a separate assembly. And here, the work in process will be when the components for a CPU are issued, till the time the CPU is completed and declared as completed. That means the finished product here is a CPU, not the laptop. So here there are BOMs and production orders for each of these four assemblies, or rather call it sub-assemblies. So when 10 pieces of CPU, monitor, keyboard, and mouse are individually completed, they will be reported as completed on their production order as and cease to be WIP. So even if it is in the form of a CPU or a monitor or a keyboard, they don't appear as a WIP, they appear as intermediate goods. So intermediate goods or a sub-assembly. Just to give an example, there are various components which go into making an automobile engine. Now, generally, the automobile companies have a site where the engines are assembled. And the assemblies are then tested on a test bench. The engines are run for a certain period of time to check that there is no problem with them. So when you have assembled the engine, now you have still not built the car. You have not integrated the engine into the car, but just the completion of the engine, a fully operational engine, means it is no longer a WIP. It is a sub-assembly which has already been completed, and it will be termed as not necessarily a finished good, but a semi-finished goods or a sub-assembly. So it ceases to be a WIP. As long as the engine is not completed and not declared as fully built, it continues to be a WIP. Components required for the 10 CPUs have been collected and are delivered to the assembly bench. So although no operation is done on this component and they are kept aside, still they are considered as WIP just because of the transaction that has moved them to the workbench. So normally in the production arena, we have something called as a lot ticket. Now against a lot ticket, let's say 10 CPUs have to be assembled. The individual components for making the 10 CPUs have been issued to the manufacturing process. The moment this issue happens, all these components have become WIP. The moment the 10 CPUs are completely assembled and declared, tested and declared as completed, they cease to be the WIP. So I hope the concept is clear here. Coming to the next concept, WIP is not only material. So when we talk of raw material or the components, etc., we think that WIP is only that. No, WIP also, along with the material, takes into account the labor, the machine overheads, the energy consumed, etc. So WIP, when you are valuing the WIP, you also take into account the value addition which has been done by the labor and by the machine processing which has already been done on it. So WIP is an account used to track the cost associated with the production of goods. Materials consumed in production are only one part of this cost. The WIP account represents value of material, what we saw, labor, machine time, and overhead reported as consumed. So even certain overheads along with the energy, etc., let us say there is a management time which has been consumed, supervision time which has been consumed, all those overheads, certain energy consumed, which may be for the entire plant, not necessarily the machine on which the processing has been done. So all the other overheads are also accounted into this WIP. So active WIP, materials and semi-finished goods in various stages of production are spread over entire production centers and they constitute the active WIP. This WIP is an inevitable part of the production process and gets converted into finished goods in time period dependent on the production process. We go back to the old example that there are five machines, and from the time the raw material is issued or the components are issued, five machines will process it into a finished product. Now on the shop floor, you will have material which is waiting for the first operation. You will have components which have already finished the operation on the first process or equipment, waiting for the second one. There will be other components where first two stages have been completed. It is waiting for the third stage. So you will have products in various stages of manufacture on the shop floor, which are all WIP. And all these are termed as active WIP. So active WIP cannot be eliminated, but can be minimized through management of batch size, preventive maintenance, material and manpower planning, continuous availability of material and labor to complete the batch in a planned cycle time. So what we mean by this? Management of batch size. So if you have manageable batch sizes, you can have less WIP. If you have very large batch size, you will find that the same batch is lying at three different stages. That means material which is yet to be touched by the first process, material which has already been touched by the first process and waiting for the second process, and materials which have already been processed by the second process waiting for further processing. Preventive maintenance. So if you have breakdowns, etc., you will find there is a buildup of inventory within your system because there are a lot of material which are awaiting processing by the equipment which is under failure. Suppose you are doing preventive maintenance, there is no downtime of the equipment, you will be able to process the components or the batches in shortest possible time, meaning to say your WIP will be less. Material and manpower planning. So you ensure that the materials are available both for the processing, for the machines, etc. Manpower is available so that the machines are not down for want of manpower. Sometimes you have to keep the machines down because of absenteeism, etc. So if you are ensuring proper planning of material and the manpower, you will have less WIP. and continuous availability of material labor to complete the batch in a planned way. So even the planning has to be there in such a way that between the process, the batch does not have to wait for too long. It finishes first process, immediately it should be getting processed in the second stage station or second stage. In multi-product batch production situations where the jobs are in machine shops, active WIP is sometimes more than inventories of the raw material and finished products together. So what happens is in a large workshop, large manufacturing facility where you have a lot of variety, you have a lot of material which is waiting for different operations or sometimes waiting for some decisions. So you find that your combined WIP may be more than the raw material and the finished product inventory that you have. Even finished product, the moment it is finished, it may have been shipped out to the market, to the retailer, etc. So there can be a situation sometimes that your WIP inventory is significantly high. This is mainly due to the number of components being produced simultaneously, and each component has its own batch size and often based on EOQ. So the complexity when you have a multi-product and batch production system, you can have this complexity resulting in high amount of WIP. Delayed WIP. So semi-finished or semi-processed components or sub-assemblies which have been produced in one economic production batch and stored for use in subsequent stage of production remain on the shop floor in temporary storage. So until and unless all the inputs are available to start the next production order, you are not able to proceed or process these further. This could be for two reasons, either that for the next stage something is missing, or sometimes you have processed them up to a point, but because you do not have orders for those, you have other priorities, you have orders for another product. You keep this aside and you start processing the next order. So both these cases can result in delayed WIP. Just-in-time systems where materials are pulled when required is the way to solve this problem. So ideally, in the pull system, you will start processing a material only when there is a firm customer order. So in such cases, the thing to do is only put into process those material for which you have a firm requirement. And that is what we mean by the pull system. Also, what you do is you try to minimize the waiting time between operations so that let us say the processing time of this product is 16 hours. That means between five machines, it takes total 16 hours of contact time. You are able to keep the waiting time between machines to less, so less that let's say within 20 hours or 24 hours, you are able to complete the batch and give the product, for shipment. Inactive WIP. So finished components and sub-assemblies are stored awaiting issue to the production line as and when required as per schedule. Funds are locked in such inventories unnecessarily. So here what happens is that the components are issued, but they are stored away for whatever reason, either because you don't have orders or you don't have the capacities and you don't have a requirement, so you keep them aside. Or maybe some component is missing because of which you are not able to process it further. Now, when they remain inactive for an extended period of time, for a significant period of time, we call it as inactive WIP. So WIP optimization through just-in-time manufacturing. So what are the techniques used? Flow manufacturing, work cell, process flexibility, quick changeover, TQM, total quality management, TPM, total productive management, continuous uninterrupted flow, and supplier partnership. Let us see what are these. So typically manufacturing flow, now this is a flow which is for electronic component. So where you have the receiving station, you have the incoming inspection, then you have the stock, the material is issued to production, then it is issued to surface mounting technology. That means, you know, these are electronic components which have to be fixed onto a printed circuit board, and then they have to be soldered. Chip mount is when, you know, you are fixing the chips like microprocessors or the memories, etc. And this is the entire process. So you have a linear flow which is in the manufacturing process. There are some places where there is a QC, a check to see whether the product is okay and it can be moved to the next process or next stage. So if the QC finds the product is not meeting the requirement, it will not go to the next stage. It will go for rectification or reprocessing or rework. Another way you can reduce the WIP is improving the layout using the work cells. So you have two examples here. You have a current layout workers in small closed areas. That means two workers are working in isolation in two cells. So current layout workers in small closed areas cannot increase output without a third worker and third set of equipment. But there is no provision or no space for a third worker or a third equipment to work here. So you have a slightly different setup here where two people are working, but if needed, then a third person can join in and can augment the support system. So improved layout, cross-trained workers can assist each other, may be able to add a third worker as additional output is needed. So one way of reducing the WIP will be balancing the equipment, balancing the processing by keeping or designing the work cells effectively. Another example of the work cell improvement is instead of having a linear flow where it's a moving assembly line, people have to move with the assembly and you require more number of people to, you know, actually handle the operations. Now, suppose you just have a U-shaped layout, you can see that less number of people are able to manage the same work without much movement, because here, you know, the movement is much more, whereas here, they with limited movement can cater to a larger workload.